Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Sorry about the delay. I just came flying in the door. I've been traveling all day long, and I got home later than I was supposed to. So anyway, welcome. This is the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I'm your host, Sharon Jeffers, and we're going to use the time we have to have conversations about life and self-awareness and time and space. And if you want to call in and talk to me, you are welcome to do that. I think you have the numbers there on the screen because I don't have them in front of me. I'm flying by the seat of my pants right now, which I seem to do very well. I think it's an Aries thing. If you're new to my show, you can go to my website, starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi.com, and check out a little bit what I'm about here. And I just came back from Los Angeles, where I've been for the past 4 days. I had an amazing experience with Kelsey Grammer. I did a reading for him, and it was filmed. It was so much fun. And it was a bit of a whirlwind trip that happened, and a lot of interaction in a lot of different realms, a lot of playing with just playing in the energy in really creative ways. It was very fun. And it was also fun to be sitting there with him, and it was kind of surreal at one point when I realized what was actually happening. And that video, they're editing that video and preparing it to be on his website, kelseylive.com. And perhaps the channel.com. And so when that happens, I'll put that on my website. If you're on Facebook, I have a fan page for Cards of Destiny. And you can also sign up for my card of the day if you like. Okay, Mary from North Carolina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm landing.
It sounds like it's been a crazy day.
I'm still in the process of landing. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you landed.
Thank you. So what's up? Is this Mary who called last week?
It is. You had mentioned at the end that I should call back.
And I told you to call back about relationship.
Yes. Yes, good memory.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes it works. So remind me what your birthday is.
It's June 19th.
All right. And what's your age?
44.
Okay. That part I wouldn't be able to remember. June 19th is the Jack of Clubs. Well, relationship's kind of a mystery to you. You know who Jack of Clubs do really well in relationship with?
Who?
Other Jack of Clubs.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, no. I think of all the cards in the deck, and, you know, it happens that people get into relationships with people with the same card, but the mm-hmm. Jack of Clubs, I think their best match is another Jack of Clubs. Because you guys, you sit in the Venus column and the Uranus line of the life path. And so, you know, Venus is love and relationship, that entire realm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Uranus is eclectic and unusual and unpredictable. So when you put the two together, you get that kind of consciousness.
Strange relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're more likely to approach things from your intelligence and rather than emotion. And a lot of people can't relate to that.
Right.
Because it's really a way of the future, I think. I believe that the Jack of Clubs come from the future.
Interesting.
I've been saying this for years. Because you just have a different kind of perspective in life.
Yeah, we do.
And your Venus cards are the 7 and 4 of spades, which are, you know, they're not cards that you would look at and go, oh, yum, 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 relative to relationship. You go, there has to be a really deep spiritual connection with somebody that you're with, or
yeah,
a connection where you have like values.
Mm-hmm. And that's
you know
our
what I mean?
Yeah, so I do.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you've put an ad in the paper for a Jack of Clubs. All right, so let's look at age 44, because this is a really profound year. I mean, yes, it's you're sitting in age 44 is the natural order of the cards, except for 4 of them. So you're sitting in your true home, or the origin from which the energy of your Jack of Clubs birth card comes from. And there's a lot of diamond energy happening. This is a time when you really search your soul and almost go through some recapitulation. You know, it's a time to look deep within and review where you've come from and where life has brought you to. And a lot of this for you is about values, trusting, learning to trust your intuition and looking at what's important for you, understanding the vision that you have for yourself and how you communicate that in life, you know? So there's a whole lot of that kind of energy going on for you right now. And you're a Gemini. Mm-hmm. So your planetary ruling card is the 9 of Diamonds. So your cards this year are really about, more about who you are and how you want to manifest and
yes,
the realm of your own self-mastery than they are about relationship.
Mm-hmm.
8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Although there's a strong, strong desire. But, you know, when I say this year, I'm talking about since your last birthday.
Right.
So if we look at your next...
And until the next birthday.
When we look at your next birthday, you go, it's the life path that you have. It's like living your entire life in a year.
Wow.
Yes. Now, I see... when you're 45, that there's a tremendous potential to bring somebody in, and it's somebody, it's a very karmic type of relationship, and when I say karmic type of relationship, sometimes people hear the word karma and they think it's bad, but
yeah,
I look at that word as more of, oh, you, there was an agreement made. We're going to meet on the corner of 5th and Broadway when you're 44 and I'm, or when you're 45 and I'm 47, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I feel like that kind of experience is going to happen for you after your birthday. Your birthday's not that far away, actually.
No, it's not too long.
No, because you just have a couple of 52-day cycles before you get there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really more about, you know, the creative expression of how you want to be manifesting and materializing. Materializing seems like a big word, more than manifesting. Does that
yeah,
make sense?
Yes, it does. It does. Is it? Do you have any idea if this is a new person or someone I've already known or met?
Well, it's definitely someone you've already known, but I don't know if it was in this lifetime or another.
Right.
But,
right.
I feel like it is somebody that you know.
Hmm. In this lifetime.
I can't really delineate that right now. I mean, I literally just ran in the door from getting off two airplanes and flying across the country. So, So, I can't delineate if it's, but it feels more like an older connection. So I'm going to say it's probably somebody you knew in another incarnation.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, and it feels really beautiful.
Oh, yay. That's good.
Yeah. So if I were you, I would just spend the rest of between now and your birthday just, you know, doing whatever it is that you feel you need for yourself or that relationship that you have with you to, you know, prepare yourself to invite somebody in.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, it looks like a good idea, too, in the cards.
Yeah, there's a lot of shaking, so there's enough to do to keep me busy.
Well, I say do it and enjoy yourself completely and wholly, wholly. And is that the right spelling for that word?
I think so. Not sure.
And then, you know, see what happens. Because it'll just come to you. You don't even have to go looking for it. This is really important for all of us to understand about relationships. You know, these people are destined to show up in our life. We're destined to show up in their lives, and it's just a matter of timing. And the greater time is just a perception. It's not tangible, even though it behaves like it is. You know, it seems like it's a three-dimensional thing, but it's not. It's all in our perception. And so life, the perception of life or that relationship that time is in with life, I think is very different. And we get impatient and we wonder what's happening and why isn't this here now? Everything, I believe, is here. Huh?
Well,
I believe everything is here right now. And when we live in that realm with inside of ourselves, then we start seeing things in front of us in the material world. And maybe that's why I use that word materialize with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to bring to bear in the world.
You know, did you see What the Bleep Do We Know?
No, I didn't.
That's a great... You might want to get that DVD. When this was out, it's about quantum physics, and when it was out in the theaters, I saw it 5 times.
Really?
And before I went to see it the 4th time, and they talk about, you know, the infinite fields of possibility, and if we're not looking, it's not there, and then whatever we expect to be there is there, and, you know, we're disappearing and reappearing, you know, thousands of times a second. You know, and Buddha already went over this 25,000 years ago, or 100,
that's true.
Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Confused with the zeros. But so I'm in the post office before I'm going the 4th time. I'm in the post office, and there's this gorgeous little 3-year-old boy sitting next to me on the table. There's this long table as you're standing in line to go up to the counter, and he's sitting behind me and next to me, and I started talking with him. And he was so incredibly beautiful, and we were having this whole conversation. And then I turned my head, and all of a sudden, you know how sometimes you just check out, and then you wonder, where did I just go? Mm-hmm. And I looked at him, and he was looking at me, his whole face was like a question mark. And he said, "Where did you just go?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "What?" And he said, "Where did you just go?" And I said, "Did I disappear?" And he said, "Yes."
Oh.
And I thought, and then when I was in the theater after that, and, you know, they really, they have a lot of different ways they, you know, show that happening. And I was so blown away. I thought, God, he's so pure. I wonder if he actually witnessed that dynamic of quantum physics happening right before his eyes, you know?
Wow, three.
We are, yeah. So I don't know why I went off on all that, but it has to do with time and expectations. And I feel like when we're free of those and we're really diving deep into what we want to have for in the moment with ourselves, the experience that we want to have, then we live inside in the reality that we want to create, then everything magical is happening and we get to see it, you know?
Yes. Wow, that's beautiful.
So, thank you for calling, Mary.
Thank you, and thank you for having this show. It's wonderful. Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
About something you mentioned last week that you said that I was close to you in Raleigh?
I live in Chapel Hill.
Oh, you do? I thought you were in California.
No.
Oh.
I'm in Chapel Hill.
Wow, that's amazing.
I moved to Chapel Hill from L.A. in April.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I just
great.
Went out to L.A. to thaw out. Yes, call
All right.
me.
Wow, okay.
All right.
That's exciting. So are you, like, do you work in this area?
Yeah,
like,
do I
do
readings
and stuff?
Yeah. I work everywhere. I work on the phone. You know, if people are here, I see them in person or when I travel, but probably 90% of my work is on the phone. But yes.
Okay. Well, that's very exciting.
Okay.
Well, at some point I can maybe contact you that way, but thank you again.
Yes, you're very welcome, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Take
Bye,
care.
Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Frank from New York. Are you on line one? Are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi, Frank. Yes, I can.
Oh, okay, great.
How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, that's
the
right
reason why
now,
I called,
I
was wondering if there was anything you could tell me.
I might be able to tell you something. When's your birthday?
September 1st, 1971.
9171. So, September 1st, that's a 10 of diamonds. And you're a Virgo, but that's a 10 of diamonds, 8 of spades. And 71, are you 38?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking my math. So I'm going to quick look at the long-range cards that are governing you. And then I'm going to look at your yearly spread. Are you familiar with the cards at all? With the system
bit.
I'm using?
Not with your system, but just a little bit from what I've read. I'm kind of new here to the BS radio set. I've been listening to every show.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that sounds great.
I almost, for about the last week, I've been listening to everybody. And so I wanted to give you a call. Thank you for making a show.
Well, I'm glad you called me. You know, you're in a 7-year cycle that began when you turned 35, and this cycle is governed by the planet Uranus, and it's a very busy time of life. There's a lot of change that happens over this 7-year cycle, And one of the things that's probably been changing is your values and what's important to you, for you and for your life. I would think this has been going on. And then it's an interesting, you know, you have a very, very powerful birthday. Now, you're not in business for yourself, are you?
No. I was trying to be, but it didn't work out.
Yeah. You're designed to be. But I feel like there's a little something that you need to understand about yourself, because it feels like the desire and the motivation and even the influences, the greater influences of life, are there to move you in that direction, but something holds you back. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and is this something tangible, or is this something that's invisible?
Well, it's not something physical. I had just gotten over like a real rough couple of years where my mom passed away, I lost my fiance, I lost my house, lost my job. And in that, yeah, I'd say my value system changed dramatically. And I guess by having lost that, gave me the ability to be able to search these things out, because if those things didn't happen and everything was going hunky-dory, I would have never looked into these things.
Uh-huh.
But,
so those experiences for you were like initiations.
Okay. I know that what it did is it tilted my focus in life. It changed it from focusing on material things to non-material things.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you something about your birthday and your cards. The Ten of Diamonds is a blessed card. And, you know, the blessings, the true blessings come from gratitude. Inside of you live two queens. Your spirit card and your soul queen, are the two black queens. And these cards represent intuition, self-awareness, self-mastery. And so when events like this occur in our life, you know, I mean, you already know, it's like the outside world becomes a blur, and you really start asking yourself some serious questions. And your highest expression in this lifetime is really the expression of those two queens. And I'm talking about the power that they carry, because they're very powerful. And the more attention you give to the expansion of your own self-awareness, you know, the depth of your awareness and the expansion of your consciousness, the more life will start to make sense with you. I mean, I feel like you had some completion with the woman that you were engaged to from some other time. And, you know, you're turning and facing with this Uranus energy since you turned 35. This is unexpected things happen right and left. And Uranus
My friend can't believe how much my life had changed.
Well, it's not over yet, darling. You've got this. You're here until you turn 42. And Uranus brings in the future. It breaks up old unconscious patterns in us and makes way for the future. And it hooks us into the higher mind, the expansive mind, the universal mind, you know? So your whole life is being transformed in this 7-year cycle that you're in. And it's not a time that has to do with accomplishment. It's about experience. And I'm not saying, you know, just become a bum on the corner, but, you know, what I am saying is...
What you're saying is, in the last 3 months, like, if you would have asked me about the things that I'm believing in now, 6 months ago, I would have thought you were a crackpot. But it happened just by, not you in general, I meant me, like from all the things that I'm reading. And like about around 3 months ago, I saw a video on YouTube that said, you know, feel your chi energy in 30 seconds. I just looked at the video and I was like, all right, let's see what this is all about. And I did it and I felt it. I was like, wow, what is this? And then I did it to my cousin and my brother, and none of them felt it. And I was like, well, this is something I feel. And so I took a class, and I've just been exploring consciousness and reading all about it. Everything seems to make so much more sense than all the other things that I knew and focused on. And I would like to know if you could tell me more.
Well, I mean, you know, there's always more. I just want to flip over to your yearly cycle.
Okay.
And see what's going on. I mean, you're really, this is a year of expanding your entire life inside and out and learning how to be more disciplined, you know. The Ten of Diamonds can be a self-absorbed card. It can be an influence that causes you to be very focused on yourself. You know, and that's good as long as, you know, you're doing that to enhance your self-awareness and cultivate your character. So you're learning about how to build foundations on real love right now. And sometimes that takes our heart being broken and ripped out and blown to shreds, you know.
Yeah.
But that's something very big that's going on for you right now.
Well, a focus that I've been having is, I just came up with this, I don't know, is to stop focusing on things I can hold with my hand. And focus on things that I can hold with my heart.
There you go. That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Everything tangible isn't important. And then I think of it, if this lifetime is like a classroom and a lesson, whatever I can hold with my hand, I can't take. But any kind of knowledge or experience that I could learn. You know, and so then those things seem to be the essence of what's important. And something that I started thinking about a while ago is, if I were to just look at everybody that I know in the world, and, you know, we all have this 3D reality that we're living in. If everybody were just to be a brain sitting in a mason jar, just kept alive on liquid, just whatever, and the only thing that you had was the ability to telepathically communicate to each other, what would be left of certain people if all they focused on were things that they could hold in their hand? And I was just, those are things I was thinking about.
Well, it sounds like a whole new realm of life has opened up for you.
Yeah, it has.
And that is such a blessing.
Now, you had mentioned there's the 10 and there's the 8, but then there was two black things that you mentioned.
They're
the
queens, darling.
Queens.
Those are your soul and spirit cards.
Okay.
If you go on my website, and you click on in the nav bar on the cards, you can read the definition of the soul and spirit cards. So write these cards down. Do you have something to write with?
Yeah.
Okay. So your birth card is the Ten of Diamonds. And your spirit card is the Queen of Clubs. Your soul card is the Queen of Spades. And your planetary card is the Eight of Spades. So you can go on there and read about those. And if you want to know more, I've written a couple of books on this.
I'll definitely look that up. I just want to get this done before I forget. My birth is the Ten of Diamonds. My spirit is the Queen of Clubs. My soul is the Queen of Spades.
Yes.
And what was the other one?
Your planetary ruling card.
Yeah,
your planetary ruling card is the Eight of Spades.
Eight of Spades.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I can find it all on your website.
Right? You can, yeah. And I also have a couple of books on there I wrote if you want to read more about this. And,
yeah,
everyone, I have an iPhone app now, Cards of Destiny.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Art of the Magi. Okay.
Yeah.
And your book is on you under products? Is that
Yeah.
Oh, you got a lot of things here.
Yeah. Well, right? I have other things other than my stuff there, things that I recommend to people. And I also do personal readings, so you can check that out, too.
Okay. Which is the book that you recommend?
Okay, Frank. Huh?
Which was the book that you recommend?
I recommend them both. I mean,
oh,
Cards
two?
Of
okay,
Destiny.
Because I see more than two.
Yeah, Cards of Destiny is the birthday delineations for all of the birthdays.
Okay.
And then,
and
that's
one?
What my application is. And in the iPhone, iPod Touch app, I also write about the spirit cards. And then the Love and Destiny book is about our relationship connections.
Okay.
So that one helps you understand relationships.
I could just click on these and it takes me to Amazon. Okay, I'm definitely going to buy these.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
All right,
thank
darling.
You very
thank
much.
You so much for calling. And keep
thank
up the good work. And God bless you for, you know.
You too.
I know your mom. When you're ready, talk to your mom. Call me. I'm a medium.
Okay.
That'll be a whole other step for you.
Do you do other things besides cards?
Excuse me?
Do you do other things besides cards? Like, are you psychic also?
Yeah. I'm psychic and I'm a medium.
Oh, great. So, I'm going to look up on your site how I can contact you. I don't want to take up too much more
time.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, I have to get off the air, actually. All right. Thanks for calling. Okay, everybody. I apologize for not being here on time. It was out of my control. And I thank you for being here. I'm not traveling for the next several weeks, so this won't be happening again, and I will be here every Monday night. And if you want to contact me, send me an email at starofthemagi.com. You can call to make appointments with me at 323-850-0812, and I hope you all have a fabulous week. Thank you. Bye.